Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Makos Daf Chaf, the third parak Elohen Elokin. The Zichu Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah lists Malkus for Hakareach Karcha Barosha, one who makes a bald spot on his head in mourning the dead, one who rounds his payas, one who destroys the corner of his beard, and one who cuts his flesh in anguish over the dead. Two psukim can prohibit making a bald spot for the dead, one about Kohanim and the other about Yisraelim. A Gezerah Shava, Karcha, compares the two for three laws. Number one, just as with Kohanim, one is liable separately for each bald spot. Number two, V'chayva al-Rosh, Kabein ha'inayim, and is liable for a bald spot anywhere on the entire head, like between the eyes, since it says Barosham on their heads. So too Yisrael is liable for each bald spot and anywhere on the head, although it says between the eyes. Number three, just as a Yisrael's prohibition is only for making a bald spot over the dead, the Kohanim's prohibition is as well. The Gemara clarifies that the case of multiple Malkus is not where he made bald spots one after the other after separate Hasraos, which would be obvious, nor after a single Hasra, where he would not receive multiple Malkus. Rather, the case is where he put hair-removing cream onto five fingers and placed them on five spots on his head at once. Point number two, a Braisa defines rounding payas rosho, the corners of his head, as sof rosho, the edge of his head, meaning he evens the hairline of his temples with the hair behind his ear and his forehead. Someone taught a Braisa before of Chista, echod amaki ve'echod anikav loke. Both the one who rounds the payas and the one receiving the rounding receives malchus. Rav Chista objected, manda achil tamri barbila lake. Does one who eats dates from a sieve receive malchus? The one whose payas were rounded did not commit any act. Three answers are given. Number one, the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda who holds one is loka for Olav Shein Bo Maisa. Number two, Rava says the case is one who rounds out his own payas and is liable twice for this act, as a makif and as a nikaf. And number three, Ravashi says, b'masayeh v'divrei hakol. The case is one who proactively assists in his payas being rounded, thereby committing a physical act, and thus it agrees with everyone's opinion. And point number three, a Braisa states that had the Torah only written with seret and a cut, the prohibition might have included cutting oneself over the loss of a house or ship. Therefore, the Torah wrote, l'nefesh, for a departed soul, teaching, enochayv ela ha'meis bilvad. One is only liable for cutting himself from anguish over a dead person. If one makes five cuts in his flesh over one dead person, he's liable for each cut, because the extra word veseret teaches l'chayv al kol srita v'srita, to make him liable for each and every cut. Rabbi Yossi says that one who makes a single cut for five dead people receives five sets of malchus, because the word l'nefesh for soul teaches l'chayv al kol nefesh v'nefesh, to make him liable for each and every soul over whom he cut himself. The Gemara objects that l'nefesh was darshan before to exempt one who cuts himself for losses other than a death. It answers that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Sarita prohibition in Vayikra and the Gedida prohibition in Devarim are identical. Thus, he derives from the word lames, written regarding Gedida, that cutting is only forbidden for the dead. Other Tanaim hold that Sarita is cutting by hand and Gedida is cutting with an implement. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah lists Malkus for a Koreach Karcha Barosha, one who makes a bald spot on his head in mourning the dead, one who rounds his payas, one who destroys the corners of his beard, and one who cuts his flesh in anguish over the dead. Two psukim can prohibit making a bald spot for the dead, one about Kohanim and the other about Yisraelim. A Gezerah Shava, Karcha, compares the two for three laws. Number one, just as with Kohanim, one is liable separately for each bald spot. Number two, V'chayva al-Rosh, Kabein ha'inayim, and is liable for a bald spot anywhere on the entire head, like between the eyes, since it says Barosham on their heads. So too Yisrael is liable for each bald spot and anywhere on the head, although it says between the eyes. Number three, just as a Yisrael's prohibition is only for making a bald spot over the dead, the Kohanim's prohibition is as well. The Gemara clarifies that the case of multiple Malkus is not where he made bald spots one after the other after separate Hasraos, which would be obvious, nor after a single Hasra, where he would not receive multiple Malkus. Rather, the case is where he put hair-removing cream onto five fingers and placed them on five spots on his head at once. Point number two, a Braisa defines rounding payas rosho, the corners of his head, as sof rosho, the edge of his head, meaning he evens the hairline of his temples with the hair behind his ear and his forehead. Someone taught a Braisa before of Chista, echod amaki ve'echod anikav loke. Both the one who rounds the payas and the one receiving the rounding receives malchus. Rav Chista objected, manda achil tamri barbila lake. Does one who eats dates from a sieve receive malchus? The one whose payas were rounded did not commit any act. Three answers are given. Number one, the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda who holds one is loka for Olav Shein Bo Maisa. Number two, Rava says the case is one who rounds out his own payas and is liable twice for this act, as a makif and as a nikaf. And number three, Rav Ashi says, b'masayeya v'divrei hakol. The case is one who proactively assists in his payas being rounded, thereby committing a physical act, and thus it agrees with everyone's opinion. And point number three, a braisa states that had the Torah only written with seret and a cut, the prohibition might have included cutting oneself over the loss of a house or ship. Therefore, the Torah wrote, l'nefesh, for a departed soul, teaching, eino chayv ela ha'meis bilvad. One is only liable for cutting himself from anguish over a dead person. If one makes five cuts in his flesh over one dead person, he's liable for each cut, because the extra word veseret teaches l'chayv al kol srita v'srita, to make him liable for each and every cut. Rabbi Yossi says that one who makes a single cut for five dead people receives five sets of malkas, because the word l'nefesh for soul teaches l'chayv al kol nefesh v'nefesh, to make him liable for each and every soul over whom he cut himself. The Gemara objects that l'nefesh was darshan before to exempt one who cuts himself for losses other than a death. It answers that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Sarita prohibition in Vayikra and the Gedida prohibition in Devarim are identical. Thus, he derives from the word lames, written regarding Gedida, that cutting is only forbidden for the dead. Other Tanaim hold that Sarita is cutting by hand and Gedida is cutting with an implement. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf, and our standard Siman is a cafe. A cafe. So here goes. The Cohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos cafe. While the owner cut off a waiter's payas with a waiter helping out, didn't notice a customer cut himself five times over the loss of a relative who was liable for each cut. Once again, slow motion. The Cohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos cafe. Cafe? That must be Maron Duff. Chuff. The Cohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos cafe, which reminds us, two psukim can prohibit making a bald spot for the dead, one about Kohanim and the other about Yisraelim. A Gezer Shava of Karcha Karcha compares the two for three laws. Number one, just as with Kohanim, one is liable separately for each bald spot. Number two, V'chayav al-Rosh Kabein Ha'inayim, and is liable for a bald spot anywhere on the entire head, like between the eyes, since it says Barosham on their heads. So too, Yisrael is liable for each bald spot and anywhere on the head, although it says between the eyes. And number three, just as the Yisrael's prohibition is only for making a bald spot over the dead, the Kohanim's prohibition is as well. So the Cohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos cafe, while the owner cut off a waiter's payas with the waiter helping out, which reminds us, someone taught a braisa before Rav Chista, echad ha-maki ve'echad ha-nikaf loka. Both the one who rounds the payas and the one receiving the rounding receive malkas. Rav Chista objected, the one whose payas were rounded didn't commit any act. Three answers are given. Number one, the braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is loka for a lav she'en bo maisa. Number two, Rav says the case is one who rounds out his own payas and is liable twice for this act, as a makiv and as a nikaf. And number three, Rav Ashi says, b'masayeya v'divrei hakol. The case is one who proactively assists in his payas being rounded, thereby committing a physical act, and thus it agrees with everyone's opinion. So the Cohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos cafe, while the owner cut off a waiter's payas with a waiter helping out, didn't notice a customer cut himself five times over the loss of a relative who was liable for each cut, which reminds us, a braisa states that had the Torah only written veseret and a cut, the prohibition might have included cutting oneself over the loss of his house or ship. Therefore, the Torah wrote l'nefesh for a departed soul, teaching eino chayev el ha'meis bilvad. One is only liable for cutting himself from anguish over a dead person. If one makes five cuts in his flesh over one dead person, he's liable for each cut, because the extra word veseret teaches l'chayev al kol srita v'srita, to make him liable for each and every cut. So once again, the Cohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos cafe, while the owner cut off a waiter's payas with the waiter helping out, didn't notice a customer cut himself five times over the loss of a relative who was liable for each cut. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Tezayin. So the Siman Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes, acrobat with large toes, that must be on Daf Tezayin. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavua to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safik shma hasra, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchok as if hasra safik shma hasra. So the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavua to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safik shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from its young and kill it, nullifying the asi, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says that alav nitak la'asi, where one can practically receive malchus, because he holds bitul v'lo bitul, meaning one only receives malchus for alav nitak la'asi if he nullifies the possibility to fulfill the asi, is in the case of a shulcha kain by killing the mother bird. So the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since Hasra Safik Shema Hasra didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from his young and kill it, nullifying the ase, while his partner intentionally ate a hornet in midair, flying above six whips, which reminds the Gemara brings the number of malchus one receives for eating various creeping creatures. Eating an ant incurs five sets, two for the general prohibitions and three more for the land shares prohibitions. Eating a hornet incurs six sets because of the additional prohibition of sheretz ha'ov, a creeping thing which flies. Daf Yud Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shu of tev of flour, which incurs malchus, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if Rabbi Shimon's malchus for a kol shu was only for a chita, because of bria, or even kemach. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shimon would obligate malchus for a kol shu of flour. This position is supported by Brisa, which Rabbi Shimon says, kol shu lamalchus, any minimal amount suffices for incurring malchus. L'amru kazayis ela inyan karban. They only spoke of requiring a kazayis regarding having to bring a karban. So the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shu of teva flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract is a ma'akev, just like Bikurim, which reminds us, Gemara brings a malchokas if kriya is ma'akev for Bikurim. So the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shu of teva flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract isn't ma'akev, just like Bikurim, flattered his customer, saying every mother should give birth to a Shimon, even though ein mazirin min adin, which reminds us that the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon's braisa, Rava marveled, everyone's mother giving birth should daven that she should give birth to one like Rabbi Shimon, and if not, she shouldn't give birth. This despite the fact that every kal vachomer advanced by Rabbi Shimon can be challenged, as Rava proceeds to explain. The Gemara clarifies Rava's declaration. The Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon can obligate malchus on the basis of a kal vachomer. V'chi mazirin min adin, can we establish a prohibition with malchus based on the kal vachomer? Even according to the opinion that onshin min adin, we can establish punishment for a known prohibition based on a kal vachomer, he agrees that ein mazirin min adin. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because ben Yud Ches l'chuppah. Someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. At the chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. At the chuppah positioned partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a czar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an ol before Zrika outside the walls, which reminds us, Rava said, Zar sha'achum min ol lifnei Zrika chutz l'choma. If a non-kohen eats from an ol before Zrika outside the wall of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shimon loka chamesh. According to Rabbi Shimon, he receives five sets of malchus. Number one, he ate kachim outside Yerushalayim. Number two, he ate it before Zrika. Number three, he ate as a czar who cannot eat even after Zrika. Number four, he ate it outside the walls of the base of Mikdash. And five, he ate from an ola which can never be eaten. The Gemara before clarified that Rabbi Shimon, as well as Rava, is referring to multiple prohibitions, not actual sets of malchus, since malchus cannot be derived from a kal vachomer. So, at the chuppah position partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a czar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an ola before Zrika outside the walls, while a czar who ate from a chattis before Zrika inside the walls was pater, which reminds us, a czar is pater for eating from a chattis or ashem before Zrika. So at the chuppah position partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a czar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an ol before Zrika outside the walls, while a czar who ate from a chattis before Zrika inside the walls was pater, were bikurim which became ineligible for kriya after sukkahs that were left to rot, which reminds us, bikurim which became ineligible for kriya are left to rot. This follows Rabbi Zera's principle, korugla bila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ein bila ma'akevasbo, the mixing is not critical, and the mincha is valid without it, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing because of an incorrect proportion of flour to oil, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. Here too, although actual kriya is not essential to bikurim, if it's not eligible for kriya, the bikurim become disqualified. Daf Yotes, the Simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht, so here goes. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht, that must be more in Daf Yutes. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Meister Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, which reminds us, in a Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel said, one might think that a person can bring up his Meister Sheni to Yerushalayim nowadays and eat it, although the base of Migdash was destroyed. A hekesh between Bechor and Meister Sheni teaches, Ma Bechor Eino Elifnei Habayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a base of Migdash, so too Meister Sheni can only be eaten when there's a base of Migdash. So the disappointed young sailor is sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Meister Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Meister could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, which reminds us the Gemara teaches that Meister Sheni, which is Tamei, can even be redeemed inside Yerushalayim. So the disappointed young sailor is sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Meister Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Meister could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, while the deckhand showed him a picture of a man standing outside the walls who could no longer redeem his Meister that was inside the walls, which reminds the Gemara discusses what the din is of a person's load of Meister Sheni is inside Yerushalayim, but he is outside, or the reverse. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that Meister Sheni is not eaten in Yerushalayim nowadays? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn? Rabbi Yochanan said that any los asay that's preceded by an asay, one receives malchus for transgressing it. That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number three, which stuff they learn, one being over five prohibitions for a single consumption of kadshim meat? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number four, which stuff they learn about the laws of srita, cutting oneself? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number five, which stuff do we discuss if Rabbi Shimon's malchus for a kolshu is only for a chita because of beria or even kemach? That's on Daf Yidzayin. Good. Number six, which stuff do you discuss one Michai for three separate karbonos for being with his sister, who is also his father's sister and mother's sister? That's on Daf Yidal. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we learn that both the makif and the nikaf get malchus for cutting off payas? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a person's load of Meister Sheni is inside Yerushalayim but he is outside, or the reverse? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we have a Gezer Shava comparing Kohanim to Yisraelim in three laws related to Koreach Karcha, making bald spots in one's head to mourn the dead? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we discuss the number of malkas one gets for eating various creeping creatures? That's on Daf Tes Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.